Carson Kumin writes music as naturally as anyone I've heard. The number of his works is already approaching 1,000 for this just barely 30 composer, and represents every form, even multiple symphonies and operas. In addition to composing, he's an excellent organist who frequently performs new music, and between editing, organ, and hymn music, he is composer in residence for the Memorial Church at Harvard University. 40 recordings contain his music, including 17 complete CDs. His newest, The Welcome News, brings together his most recent a cappella choral works, many of them sacred motets. Kumin's music has always been strongly rooted in the Anglican harmonic tradition of sweetness and lush phrasing, but The Welcome News probes further into rhythmic vigor and textural surprise. The Rochester, New York native has lived in the Boston area for some time, and New England may explain delightful fuguing tune and shape note threads, such as the title track The Welcome News and Awake My Heart, and these add to the tapestry of his confident, optimistic music. But the surprises are real, with modal corkscrews and leaps of melody and mood. The final work, O Lord, I Will Sing of Your Love Forever, is a substantial example. Commissioned by King's Chapel, Boston, for its 325th anniversary, it's in the model of a coronation anthem. Kumin sets texts from the Psalms, the Gospels, and Zechariah, ending with an Alleluia that is at once triumphant and introspective. Teasing between major and minor, he ends on a soft unison that is as glorious as any shout. The effect is the opposite of vainglory, but is instead all subtlety in its refusal to reach for effect. The naturalness of Carson Kumin's writing is welcome news indeed. And that's what I'm listening to. I'm Kyle Smith for WRTI.